party hats.
Where are the party
noisemakers?
You forgot all of that.
Man. Happy New Year's Eve, everybody.
Happy New Year.
This is another episode of Pops' Big Fiddle Show with my buddy Don. We're going to play some tunes. Talk about, hey, what happened last week? Big holiday week, you know? I don't know.
The Bears.
How did the Bears do?
They were 8-8.
They won.
They won. The other one in a sleeper.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
At the end,
I'm using it now to fall asleep at night.
There was a minute and a half left, and they were down by 1 point, I think.
Right.
And I said, I'm not watching this crap. Yeah. And then they apparently scored a field goal and won by 2 points.
As I said, instead of sleeping pills,
they're terrible.
I'm watching a replay of the game
to
fall asleep.
Yeah. Okay. They're using it at the insomnia clinic.
Yes, they're using it.
Hey, but you know what? Let's get right down. We got so much to do.
Yes.
We got a science experiment.
Yes.
We got calls from the hotline. We got a new feature you're going to launch today.
Fun with eggs.
Fun with eggs. No, the other thing. I took care of that ting for you.
Stupid names.
Stupid names.
Stupid names.
Yeah. But let's get down to a tune. I'm going to walk over here and get the guitar. Be right back.
Okay.
And talk among yourselves while I get the guitar.
So. The egg experiment's very interesting. What we decided to do, actually, Charlie was not involved in this. He tried to talk me out of it. But I felt it was very important to involve... Never before has there ever been a old-time music or country show that had science in it. This is going to be a first.
This is going to make this whole thing go viral.
It will.
I'm feeling a virus coming on right now.
Or viral.
Yeah,
it might make it go viral. Okay. Whatever.
What do you got for us?
Let's play... This is a lead into the science experiment.
Okay.
This is a tune called Duck's Eyeball.
Duck's Eyeball. What key are we in? G, I think, right?
It is.
This first part is a mystery. The first little bit you do is a complete mystery to me, but I'm going to come in where... I think maybe I should have ended on a D.
Perhaps.
Yeah. It's a good tune. Where'd you get that? Duck's Eyeball.
That's from a recording I have of Lachlan Shaw and A.C. Overton, but I'm not sure where they were from. Okay.
You know, we sometimes after we have our podcast, we go over to Village Inn Pizza in Skokie.
Yeah, but not always the Village Inn.
Sometimes.
But sometimes we go to Pequod's.
But it reminded me that they have a drink there called the Duck's Highball.
Yes, the Duck's Eyeball.
It's got a maraschino cherry in it, and kind of the layer. You know, remember the old tequila sunrise that had the grenadine?
No.
It kind of was a layered drink when they first poured it. You know, like some of the ingredients were heavier than it, so it gave like a layered effect. Well, that's the way the Duck's Highball.
And if you have too many of those, you have to call up this doctor.
Yes,
his name's Dr. Zyball.
Dr. Zyball.
Doc Zibo.
Old Doc Zibo. He's like a simple country doctor.
So I wanted to just put this down for a second, and I won't. This duck's eyeball got me thinking about fun with eggs, because of course, ducks, I think, lay eggs.
They do indeed. Right? They're birds.
Last okay. time. So what I did, and is I took a brown egg.
Yes.
And I put the brown egg in vinegar.
Okay. Yes. Which is slightly acidic.
It is acetic acid.
Yes.
Yes. Right. And so here it is. This was the brown egg, and it was in vinegar. And if I take it out now, it's soft on the inside, but Charlie, press into this thing.
It's like one of those squishy balls.
Like a squishy ball, yes, which I actually have one of those over there.
That we could compare with. It's like a Nerf egg.
Right.
It's like, but you don't want to squeeze it too hard to have a feeling.
So this is it after it's been sitting in vinegar for a day. And then yesterday I did it just to show everyone that I wasn't not...
That you weren't making it up.
Yeah, I mean, so here's the brown egg. Okay, you can see it there, right? Okay, so now if we take the egg out of the vinegar, let's see if I can do this. Okay, well, I'll just show
you.
We can actually wipe the shell, off the egg. And if I don't know if you can see it there, but maybe you can. I guess we can't really see it, but you can actually wipe the, shell off the egg. What this is actually is acetic acid reacting with calcium carbonate.
Yes.
Give you sulfuric acid.
And it's just leaving the proteinous outside.
As we say in science.
Proteinous.
The protease. So anyway, that's this week's fun with eggs.
Yeah, and you know, you're welcome to wipe your hand on my little pant leg if you want.
Wow, that's this is vinegar.
I know, it's safe, totally safe.
Totally safe.
You
wouldn't want to eat these eggs, though, now, because they've actually absorbed a lot of vinegar.
It wouldn't taste very good.
No, pickled eggs.
Well, okay. Could be onto something there, too.
Could be pickled eggs, yeah. Right. Okay, so anyway, that's what I wanted to show.
That's great. Yeah. That's a first. You saw it here. Science and old-time music.
Okay.
So what do you got for us? Another tune?
I do. Let's do, where's my fiddle? Oh, here it is.
I think that was quite successful. We want everyone who's watching, all the many people watching today,
who did not know about that,
and also to comment in the comment line whether you like the science. We can continue doing science experiments if you want. You know, we're very flexible.
Yes,
we're very flexible.
Acid. And we can do experiments with acid.
No. It's illegal. What do we got now? What tune is this?
This is Five Finger Joe.
And key? C, I think, isn't it?
It's in the D.
D. Wait a second, I got a question though. Yeah. Five Finger Joe. What is
I should get my fingers out.
Did he have next time? Did he have, I mean, like, why would a guy be what's remarkable about a guy having five fingers?
He had no fingers on his other hand.
Okay, that's okay. I wonder, there had to be something.
There's nothing on the other hand. Okay. It was just how he held the bow, I don't know.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Yeah, I was pushing you a little bit. Yeah, I got excited because the second part, you really started rolling.
Yeah, I got to roll, and then I got
a little excited.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah,
I get excited when I'm on live television and there are no people watching.
Yeah. I can't play. I can't play very fast at my age. You know how old I am?
How old are you?
I'm 71.
You know, that would almost make you Mel Thuzula.
Mel Thuzula.
We could call you that.
You know, I had our doors replaced on the house.
Yes.
You know who did it? Cy Dentrance.
Cy Dentrance. That's good.
Isn't that amazing?
That's good.
Yeah. Guy named Cy Dentrance.
Is your carpenter.
His wife. His wife is in it too.
Yeah.
Fran is a writer. Fran.
Franti entrance.
Yes. Just wanted to let you know.
Thanks. Hey, you know, we should play another tune. Then we got to do these hotline calls because I got a bunch of calls to the hotline. So some very fascinating, interesting calls.
Let's do.
What key are we in now?
Let's see.
See?
Let's see. Let's see. Yeah. What key are we in?
Yeah, I don't know. Play
C.
Let's see.
Let's see.
Go for it.
Let's see.
Where'd you get that? No,
that's probably got that from Dr. DeCito. Paul Tyler.
DeCito.
Yeah.
He might be watching today.
Yeah. Paul
Dr.
Tyler.
Dr. Paul.
Dr. Paul. Dr. DeCito. I thought his name, when I saw it in print, I said to him, what does DeCito mean?
Yeah. DeCito.
Said it's DeCito.
DeCito.
What an idiot.
You idiot. It's DeCito.
I really, honest to God, I didn't know that.
You know, we got some calls to the hotline.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so we're going to try to play a few here. We're playing them through this little Bluetooth speaker here. Hope they come out all right. Let me find the first one here, the first call of the day. Let's see here. Hey.
By the way, you didn't get any threatening letters, by the way.
Regarding the last broadcast?
Regarding the last broadcast, like a ransom note or anything?
No, okay. I didn't. I wish I had. Actually, I was hoping I would. Okay, here we go. Hang on. Okay, now this is from a gentleman out in West Virginia, name of Gilbert Gnarly. He called in.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello. This is Gilbert Gnarly, Gnarley. I was trying to reach the possum that plays the big fiddle. I hear he had a possum on ice. I went to see that. But Disney on Ice that one time. And it turns out that things weren't going so well. Mickey and Minnie were having marital problems. Turns out Mickey went to divorce court and the judge told him that Mickey, you can't divorce Minnie for being silly. And Mickey said, I didn't say she was silly. I said she was goofy. Oh, it was so sad.
That's Gilbert Gnarly. That's Gilbert Gnarly right there, man. So
it's actually a person that called in.
Yeah, amazing. A real person called in and told us a little story. I had to edit part of it out because, you know, this joke really goes something goofy. She was bad word.
Bad word, yeah.
So I had to take that out. Yeah. But
flipping.
Yeah, flipping. Freaking. She was freaking goofy.
Freaking goofy.
So that's the first call we had to the hotline. I thought, well, that's solid. That's solid gold. We mined that, baby. That was like incredible solid gold. We got a couple others here. Let's see if I can bring them up real quick here. Now, someone called in with an answer to the mystery tune.
Ooh.
The mystery tune is from F Troop. I don't know the name of it, but it's from F Troop.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
It is the theme from F Troop.
TV show. Let's listen to it one more time. I kind of cut him off there.
The mystery tune is from F Troop. I don't know the name of it, but it's from F Troop, the TV show.
Okay, you know, he didn't leave a name, so but thanks for calling in and giving us, you know, you win nothing, I think.
Right. Was his name Larry Storch?
Could have been.
You know who Larry Storch was?
Yeah, he was the guy.
He was the guy, one of the guys. In
I don't remember which character he played.
Colonel Klink.
No, that's... Same era, different show. That's Hogan Zeros. But you know what? If you if you look at Facebook, you dig look up Larry Storch because he's very active on Facebook. He's always posting all these great pictures of himself when he was in these different shows when he was a kid, commenting on things. The guy has a really good Facebook feed. So okay, we got one more call here, folks. One more call here.
Hi, wondering if there's still any tickets left to the Possum Drome, and whether you're having Boxing Day today. Okay, bye-bye.
Well, that was our friend Jennifer Jeffries.
I knew I could recognize the voice.
And I'm sorry, Jennifer, but the Possum Dome tickets were given away last Christmas Eve, last week, a week ago, and the show happened. It was fabulous, well attended. I loved what you wore, the feather boa that you wore to the show.
I thought it was rather constricting.
Yeah, right.
I find it extremely constricting.
But I think that's it for the hotline calls. Yeah. Keep calling in, folks. The hotline number will appear on your screen momentarily. No, it won't. I forgot to bring it with me, but that's okay. So you can go to just put in anywhere in Google, at Big Fiddle Show, all one word.
Right.
Pshoom, the whole Possum's Big Fiddle Show media empire will just be displayed for you right there. But always call in the hotline, folks. We love getting those calls. How about another 10?
Sure.
Sure. Stop calling me Shirley.
What key?
No, you tell me what key. He lost his shoulder pad.
Let's see. Wow, that feels weird.
Yeah. You're not going to put it back on?
No, I think I can last.
the remainder of the program, you can make it.
Let's try.
Thank you.
that's Rolling River.
Rolling River?
No, Rolling the Logs. Rolling the Logs.
Rolling the Logs.
Yeah, it's an Illinois tune, but I'm not sure where.
Okay, but it's one of the, is it in the Illinois collection?
It's in the Illinois collection.
Daryl, Illinois.
Daryl, Illinois.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Daryl, Illinois.
They've already
Darren, Illinois.
There's a town.
It's a city, a town called Darren, Illinois.
There's a, yeah.
Did I? I bought a, I got a fiddle from Charlie Walden. I mean, not Charlie, that's
no,
you.
No, that's me. That's me.
From Jeff Seitz.
You have it with you?
Yes.
I bought it. You want to get it?
He said it's a Linarius.
Linarius?
Yes, Greek. A Greek fiddle.
Greek maker Linarius.
Let me get it.
Well, have you ever run onto a genuine Stradleberry?
No.
Stradleberry.
No, yeah. But this is very exciting. He said it's one of the rare violins.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I heard there was too much violins on TV.
There was too much. So check this out.
It's handmade.
It's handmade.
Very strange.
Shed thousands and thousands of dollars for this thing.
Wow.
But he let me have it for thousands and thousands of dollars.
Right. He gave you a discount, though.
So isn't this weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, man.
Yeah. I actually bought this from a...
That's very strange.
I bought this... I think I might have been drunk.
Right.
When I bought this, because I paid $150 for it.
And yeah, they saw
like
you
in
coming.
1951.
They saw you coming.
They saw you coming
a mile
but
away.
But it actually does play.
Soldier's Joy. Is that what you're going to play? That thing's bizarre. Where did you actually come up with this? This is so weird.
Yeah, this...
It's like got a flat back.
So,
there's... It's got geared tuners like a mandolin. Yeah,
right. So, I'll actually part with this.
Yes. Is this
I'll
an
pay
advert?
Someone, I'll pay someone to take this off my
advert.
Hands.
Yeah. Yeah, you had it on Craigslist, free instrument, and
right.
No one calls.
I bought this from Dale Evans, who's a dulcimer maker in Illinois.
Oh, okay.
You know Dale Evans?
No, that was Roy Rogers' wife.
Yeah.
Is this the same one? Same
yeah.
Dale Evans?
No, it's not. Different. Okay. Then, I don't know if I showed you this. This is another thing I have for sale.
What's this? I didn't know this was going to be... This is like classified, radio classified.
Look at this.
Whoa.
This is a lap dulcimer.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can say about
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, thanks, so, Don.
So I had those two things.
Thanks, Don, for that.
That's for sale, too.
Thanks, man. What else okay, for sale?
That's it. Oh. So tell us, Charlie, tell us about this.
Oh, this thing is great.
This is great.
This thing
this
is great.
Is really good. What is this?
Hello? Yes? Hello? Should old acquaintance be forgot?
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
This might be the most annoying toy ever created.
I can't believe you actually brought this out to show people.
Actually, this will be the narrator of the next program.
You know, that'd be quite good.
We could just leave it on and let it repeat everything we say for the rest of the show.
People are turning this off already.
Nobody was watching anyway.
Turning this off already. Nobody was watching anyway.
Okay, that's enough of that. All right, now let's play a tune together.
Sure.
All right.
What do you want to play?
I'm going to play we're going to play Zach Wheat's piece.
Who is that? Oh, you know.
Zach Wheat. We know who Zach Wheat was.
He was a baseball player.
Baseball player. If you go to, you know, if you go to blog.charliewalden.com, my blog, where I post a lot of articles, I got an article on there about Zach Wheat, actually.
You know, I think you have an enterprise.
Yes.
Okay. I think it could be a criminal enterprise.
Right. Well,
it's criminal.
It's not
so
really an enterprise because generally an enterprise makes money. This would not be what you call a going concern. I think it's the term they use in the accounting world.
This is not definitely not a going concern.
Wait, that's
wrong
not the right fiddle. That's the wrong fiddle, man.
That's the wrong fiddle.
I don't play. You know I don't play in those cross keys. I don't play in that cross key stuff. Come on, man.
Where's the?
Come on, man.
What did I do with?
Somebody commented. We've got a comment. Welcome to. Wait a second.
What did I do with the fiddle? Welcome to live chat. Oh, hey, hey, are you Canadian?
Wow, that's a, actually first, that's a high compliment. We're not Canadian. Are you Canadian? Tell me if you're Canadian. We're down here in the good old USA. We're in Chicago, the Chicago area. He can't find his fiddle.
Is it? Oh, there, there it is.
So, yeah, someone just asked if we're Canadian. And no, we're not. We're not. You're definitely not Canadian.
No.
No. You're from a place down south, though.
I'm not even from a place down south. I'm not Canadian. I'm half non-fat dried milk.
Thanks.
Whatever that means.
Well, I don't know what it means. But so anyway, yeah, no, we're in Chicago. That's where this program is live, being broadcast live from Chicago. And we're going to play a tune. Tell us where you're from. You're asking us for Canadian. So we're going to play a tune now called Zach Wheat's
Yes,
Piece.
He was in the Hall of Fame.
He was in the Hall of Fame. Baseball player.
Great, great batting average.
Really? He really actually did. Yeah. Really, he was a good batter.
Unbelievable.
He played for the Brooklyn.
Hitter, we call him.
Hitter. Thank you. A batsman. That's cricket.
Right.
That's cricket. So, but he was with the Brooklyn, the other Brooklyn team, not the Dodgers, the Brooklyn.
Braves. The Brooklyn.
One of those early Brooklyn
Zephyrs.
That was. You know, Gipsy Peelers.
The Hoboken Zephyrs was a team in a Twilight Zone episode.
Was there? There never was a team.
No.
The Hoboken.
How does this tune go?
Here we go. I'll give you a little intro. Here we go. Yeah. Let me give you another little intro.
It's hard playing with you. I actually have to admit that.
You get nervous.
Yeah, I get very nervous. Even, you know, how long have we been hanging out?
25 years. Well, 20, no, well, shoot, longer than that. Back in the Missouri days.
Back in the Missouri days.
30 years.
Yes, 30 when I went to Charlie Walden Fest, you had those pencils. You had pencils that said Bethel.
I loved having merch.
It was, I loved giving. So I remember buying a pen. You said it was like a dollar a pencil.
I think I charged you 12.
Might have charged me 12.
And it wasn't even sharpened.
Yeah, but man, all those old Missouri players were still
they were
alive.
Great.
Yeah,
that's kind of why we did that.
I remember seeing Pete McMahon, and my daughter was scared looking at his arms because you know he had
real gnarly,
really
arms.
Gnarly looking
arms, big veins.
Yeah, big veins, and she was totally freaked out.
Yeah, no, I could see if you hadn't been around someone who was that old and that kind of wiry. He was really wiry.
And then that bar at the corner,
yes,
only had
Pudge's Pub,
only had like Pabst.
Right, that was it.
It was a Pabst. Like,
what kind of Pabst do you want?
They had like seven different varieties of Pabst, which was odd because Pabst only had one variety.
Right. I like, my favorite was the cranberry lambic Pabst.
Yes, cranberry lambic
from Belgium.
Great.
All right, let's play one more. I'm going to get the guitar.
Okay.
Man, we're almost out of time. Folks, we're almost out of time. I can't believe it.
I don't know.
Another fabulous episode of Possum's Big Fiddle Show is about to come to an end.
We might have done this
before. Tune in next week when Don says, oh,
shit. We might have done this before, but let's play that thing because I love this tune so much.
What is it?
Let's play,
Oh, yeah.
Mozart once did that. It hung on that last note.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Steve Mozart.
Steve. His brother Larry was playing the guitar.
Steve, Larry, and Mo.
Yeah, they were Larry, down at
The Zark Brothers.
They were down in Toadsuck Ferry, Arkansas.
Yes.
Have you ever been there?
Whoa.
That's a real place.
No,
Toadsuck.
Yeah.
Toadsuck Ferry, Arkansas. Yeah. Hey, folks.
Okay.
It's been real. It's been fun. And it's been real fun.
New hats.
By the way, I've got on my Big Chimney hat here. That's from Big Chimney, West Virginia, given to me by John Blizzard here.
What's the population of that town?
Not many.
Not many.
All right, folks.
Okay.
See you next time.
Next week.